And joining us this morning in studio from the Dover Players, we've got Greg Lavelle and also Bobby Chacho. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
Now, you may not know this, but you are the first guests to be in studio since we've revamped the studio a little bit as well. So I would classify that as being somewhat of being guinea pigs. So, but experiments are nothing new to you guys when you come to doing things. That's kind of what the Dover Players are all about. For those people, Greg, who are not familiar, explain, I guess, the unique concept of your theater group.
Okay, Dover Players in North Olmsted, Ohio. The play we have on right now is an interactive drama. You know, today you go out and people root for and hope for things to happen, but in this play, you get your wish. You know, you hope for the Browns to win. Eh, that doesn't happen all that often. You root for your politicians to actually represent you instead of the billionaires that bought them. That ain't happening. You hope that the weather stays the same for more than 3 minutes at a time. That doesn't happen either. But if you go to see Branches, our play that's running the next two weekends, Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 3, you get to decide. Again, it's an interactive drama, so if you like the guy, give him a happy fairy tale ending. If you don't like him, bump him off. We don't care. We want you to be happy.
I explain this concept, how you decided to do this, and at the Dover Players, you do original material. You, a lot of times, are in one of the playwrights for this. Talk about how, and this is not, usually there's some kind of comedy or space alien, some interesting thing, you know, out of that realm. This has more, as you say, it's a, you know, it's a drama, so there's seriousness to it. What is the main, I guess, theme of this drama, the play?
Basically, it is about a man who's having a little problem. Our audience is in a group therapy session, which we all need after watching all these political ads. And the man has cheated on his wife. He goes to see his psychiatrist. His psychiatrist takes him back through his life to work out issues. What the man doesn't realize is he's facing places in his life where he had choices to make, and the choices he makes while under hypnosis are real. So he ends up losing everything he has. And again, the audience can decide, bail him out or stiff him. Again, however you feel is the way we'll play it.
Oh, and of course, you've already done some of the performances. So
yes.
you've kind of had the experience to see how the audience takes the material and what they do with it. But every audience is unique, and that's what makes, I guess, the whole experience different. Bobby, let's talk with you. Bobby Chacho joins
sure.
us. What's your experience been with the Dover Players? Have you done other?
It's been a lot of fun. This is the second play I've done with them. I'm doing a play next year, but I'll talk about that at some other time. But, yeah, Greg is a great director, and we've been rehearsing this play for a month and a half now, and It's a great experience, and it's a lot of fun.
What's it like? It's different than other community theaters a lot of times when you have a known production. People have parts that they want, roles they want to play, and they're maybe familiar with the story. What's it like to do something that's sort of original and being able to kind of put your own stamp on it?
It's a lot of fun. The cast is fantastic. Greg picked some real good actors to play all the parts, and we're excited to have everybody, and it's a lot of fun.
It's nice. I have a bunch of people in this cast who have played leads. My theater's a little unique. I am a lawyer, so I bribe them. I offer my cast and crew $1,000 worth of free legal services to come to the show. But we have had great reviews. I'm kind of shocked because I'm not usually a comedy guy, but we've had people raving about it. So we are the best play ever to be totally unknown.
Now, is this something where the audience is given a big responsibility when they step into this? Do they know what's happening, or how does it explain to them what their role is going to be?
Okay, what happens, we open up with the psychiatrist explaining that it's a group therapy session and that they are watching and are allowed to watch through the fourth wall. They're told during the intermission that they can offer suggestions to John, the main character. At the end, they are asked, how do they want it to end? And there are four different endings, depending on how our audience feels.
So besides laughing or maybe doing something, they actually can shout out things during the
No. They have their opportunity, again, to talk to the main character and make suggestions during the intermission. And at the end, you know, it's an open forum for them to decide how they want it to end. We haven't had a chance to kill them off yet.
Wow.
Well, we'd like that. So all of you angry people out there, come down this weekend.
Now, and so in that way, there's sort of different endings that you've had to rehearse.
It's correct.
It's not like an improv type of situation where they've given something and then you kind of have to figure out how to resolve it. You kind of have multiple endings, as many like movies or something. They'll have different.
Right.
Is it the happy ending or is it the foreign film ending? Is it the one that we see in commercial? You know, right? That type of a thing. Talk about the play. It's called Branches. Tell me a little bit about that title and how that relates to kind of the storyline.
Well, it's branches of the main character's life. He has four different things he kind of wonders or regrets not doing something different, and the psychiatrist takes him back through them, and he does end up changing other people's lives as well as his. I would love for high schools to do this because it has an anti-bullying message. Now, it's subtle, but people should sit back and say, yeah, I should have stepped forward, and what could have happened if I didn't?
What made you write something like this? We talked before you went on the air. You said you've done different ones that you produced, and this is like maybe one of the earlier ones that you wrote, if I understood correctly.
Yeah, this is the first play I wrote. It had one ending, actually. But a couple of years ago, the theater wanted me to write a mystery. And they said, oh, no, people will always blab. So I said, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just write four different endings, and we'll play a different one. And then I applied that concept to this show.
And so far working out, so far so good for how you thought it was going to go?
I had some trepidation coming in because I didn't know how a drama would work. And the actors are unbelievable. Jim Hagen just did The Odd Couple out at True North in Sheffield, and this is an entirely different and a character with a lot of depth, and he's amazing. Mike Attali, who plays the psychiatrist, this guy has been on stage like twice, and he just owns it. He is phenomenal. The wife is Susan Wagner. She was in my musical. She was wonderful there, and she's wonderful here. I mean, it's really a great cast.
It's called Branches, it goes on at the Old Town Hall, North Olmsted, Dover's Players is where you're located for that. Now, is that, if I'm on Dover Center, what's my crossroad?
Okay, it is just south of Lorraine on Dover Center. You'll pass the police station, hook a right if you're coming from out this way, which will be south on Dover Center, and it's right there. You'll see the police station, then the old town hall, which looks like an old town hall, and then the
I think I might have paid a parking ticket somewhere up in that area at one point.
Probably.
We're there, if I'm not mistaken. But now the unique thing about you is how do they get tickets? And
okay, here's the thing. It's free if we have not sold out. But if you want to get reservations, you would call the 440-779-1284. Again, 440-779-1284. Or just go to DoverPlayers.com. Now, you get free refreshments. There's a raffle at the end. There's an art show by Melody. Oh, I forget her last name. Melody Earl. So we have what you call culture. So you can come down again. Have free refreshments, see the show, perhaps win the raffle, and as a special for WEOL, those of you who mention WEOL at the gate get three extra raffle tickets. So anyway, come on down, call 440-779-1284, and we'll be glad to see you.
Now, are you at the beginning or the end of your season? Where does this put you? Or do you just
I think there are two more shows this season.
Okay.
A musical that Jeff Campbell does. He's amazing. He has one, and then there's another mystery. And it's always the same. For $5, you can get a reservation. If you show up and there are empty seats, you can sit for free, and we'll still give you the pretzels.
All right. Well, you mentioned pretzels. I have to mention bagels. Bobby Chacho brought some bagels in this morning. I wanted to at least give him a nod for that. Thank you. We appreciate that. People in radio always don't mind getting something to nibble on occasionally. We mentioned how you're involved in this. Is this really kind of unique for you outside of other community theaters you might have been involved with?
Well, it's a very long story. I don't have the time to get into it all. But yeah, I Got into theater recently. I wrote some plays, and I'm going to try to get them done. And Greg is the director of the my first play that I'm going to do next summer.
Okay. So it kind of gets the experience. You can see how it's done. Greg's been through this. How many years now have you been doing this?
Well, let's see. It's been...
The first time we met, I think you were wearing a lab coat. At least.
Yeah, it's only actually been 6 years since I got into the directing and producing. I spent many, many years being married, and my wife took off on me and put me into theater. So,
and there you go.
There
you,
I go.
You can work some of those issues out in your theater.
Actually, I do. A lot of this is autobiographical. There is a coquettish wench named Crystal who is actually... Do I hit the cough button when I mention her name? Well. No, I'm not going to mention her name. A girl I actually knew in high school.
Again, it's called Branches, an audience interactive drama where the audience sits as part of a group therapy session and even get to decide the fate of John.
Yeah, correct.
Well, we appreciate your time again coming in. You can call 779-1284 or go to doverplayers.com to find out more details about their performance, Branches, which is going on now. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your time.
Thanks for having us.